AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the Islamic State group's takeover of the provincial capital of Ramadi is stark evidence that Iraqi forces lack the will to fight. Meanwhile, Mac Thornberry, who chairs the House Armed Services Committee, has been told that something could have been done to keep Islamic State group from taking Ramadi.
Some of our military folks believe, however, if we'd had some advisors on the ground, we could have called in effective airstrikes, that it would at least made the battle for Ramadi more competitive.
Thornberry told ABC's This Week, although Iraqi soldiers vastly outnumbered their opposition in Ramadi, they quickly withdrew last Sunday without putting up much resistance. The Pentagon says its latest airstrikes in Iraq included four near Ramadi that destroyed 19 armored vehicles. It's unclear whether any of the vehicles hit had been left behind by the Iraqi army. The roar of motorcycles filled the air in the nation's capital today as thousands of bikers saluted military veterans with their Rolling Thunder Ride for Freedom. The event got started in 1988, and it honors military veterans and members of the military who are missing in action. The National Weather Service says a tornado is what hit an apartment complex in Houston this morning, blowing out windows, damaging roofs, and toppling trees. Two people were hurt. More than 10 inches of rain have wreaked havoc across central Texas.
We have gotten record rainfall over the last several weeks here in central Texas. Overnight last night, hundreds of families were displaced by flooding.
Bristol Minsker with the Red Cross says shelters are providing comfort to folks who have been evacuated from their homes. This is AP Radio News. John Nash, a mathematical genius whose struggle with schizophrenia was chronicled in the movie A Beautiful Mind, has died.
Nash and his wife Alicia of Princeton Township were killed in a taxi crash, according to state police. A colleague who had received an award with him in Norway earlier in the week said they had just flown home and the couple had taken a cab from the airport. Russell Crowe, who portrayed Nash in A Beautiful Mind, tweeted that he was stunned. An amazing partnership, he wrote, beautiful minds, beautiful hearts. Known as brilliant and eccentric, Nash won the Nobel Prize in Economics in 1994 for his work in game theory. It's considered one of the most influential ideas of the 20th century. I'm Julie Walker.
Marcus Belgrave, a jazz trumpeter who played with Motown artists galore, died today of heart failure at the age of 78. Ben Stiller says his mother, actress and comedian Ann Mira, has died at 85. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.